On the show today, we have Valley Star Credit Union's very own Wes Williams talking about his recent presentation at the CUNA Technology Council Conference, giving us some key takeaways on the role of leaders in today's chaos. Check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page that's just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Wesley Williams from Valley Star Credit Union. How are you, Wesley?
Doing very, very well. Still feeling a little full from Thanksgiving, but I am blessed and glad to be here.
Welcome, welcome. Yeah, I'm glad we were talking before the recording about our Thanksgiving plans and stuff, and sounds like you guys had a great time. And
we did.
And let's keep that momentum going into the holiday season as well, right?
Yeah, definitely.
For sure. Hey, let's talk about something equally as cool as was your CUNA Technology Council Conference presentation a month or so ago. And I heard all about it by folks. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to attend, but I heard all about your presentation. So I had to have you on to kind of get a feeling of what you talked about and maybe dive into a couple of details. So give us for those who weren't able to attend it as well, give us a quick, the topic and why you talked about it.
Sure. So the topic was how we as leaders, you and I, and for all of those who join, how we can have calm in the face of our storms. And really, I chose that topic because as I was talking to the folks at CUNA and we were visualizing what we wanted the presentation to be about, we said, hey, you know what? Everybody is going through a storm this year, right? I don't think anybody would say, you know what, Mike, Wes, I haven't been through a storm this year. And so we thought it was important, right, to unpack that a little bit. And so that's what we did. And so I centered the presentation right for leaders and really centered it around three basic points. One was that we as leaders should be meditating. It was interesting. You and I talked with John Best, and it's interesting that a lot of leaders we find aren't doing this simple practice of meditation. And so when we talk about having calm, you know, first we have to understand as leaders how to have calm ourselves,
right,
and what that even looks like. And so that was really neat to unpack that a little bit. And then the second point was to refocus. And so when you think about a storm, right, if you're driving through a storm knocks you off your focus.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went through and figured out, hey, what is it that we can refocus back on? And I made the point to bring into focus your passions and purpose. And so I challenged the leaders on the call to say, hey, do you know what that is? And surprisingly, I did polls throughout, which was pretty neat. Half of the folks who joined said, hey, Wes, you know what? Some days I know, and some days it just escapes me. And so I really encouraged them and pressed in on, hey, as leaders, we've got to know what our passion and purpose is.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, I just talked about creating. And so when a storm comes, it's easy for us to play the blame game, to go into victim mode, right? But it's equally or more important for us as leaders to create the change or be the change we want to see no matter what comes our way. And surprisingly, most leaders actually do very well with that last one. When a storm comes, they kick into this creator mode. So awesome job to all the leaders out there.
Well, they're leaders for a reason.
That's right.
And when they come in. So what's the significance of these three aspects of your presentation for credit unions right now, especially what we've been through?
Yeah, well, specifically for, I think, leaders, all of us that are leading in a credit union space, meditation is important. And I'll just go back to what I said initially, because we have to understand what calm looks like, right? If our lives, if internally we're feeling chaotic, then when we show up to our credit union, we bring that with us, right? And so it's important, I think, to know what that looks like and how to achieve it. And I made the point that really it's a process, right? It's not a race, it's a journey. And so really just unpacking, well, first of all, what is meditation? And for me, it's just having some quiet time, about 15 minutes in the morning, where I'm just reflecting on the day before, my wins, my losses. Mm-hmm. And then it's equally important, Mike, to go into that space of understanding what your passions and purpose are. And you know this, credit unions have vision statements and mission statements, right? And partly why we have those is so that when we show up, it gives us something to focus on so that as we're going about our work, we can say, hey, this is the mission we are trying to achieve. Mm-hmm. And so how much more important for us to have that for our own lives? Mm-hmm. And, you know, lastly, really the significance behind being a creator is because challenges and storms are going to come all the time. I'm sure, Mike, if I asked you, you'd say, Wes, I could probably list 5 storms that happened.
Just this morning.
Yeah, see, exactly. And so, you know, we have to figure out how can we take our circumstances and create something positive out of that. I'm not saying that it may be easy. Sure, sometimes that is going to be challenging. That's going to be difficult. Mm-hmm. But as you know, Mike, and I'm sure you can attest to, when we make it through those storms, when we come out on the other side of that challenge, and we look back, I mean, how much growth and maturity comes out of that, right? Yeah. We're able to share and give back to others.
Well, and there's the confidence aspect of it as well. It's like, if you can weather something like that and you come out on the other side looking pretty good, I mean, not just personally, but professionally for the organization, that's a confidence builder, not only for that leader, but for the organization as well. And there's a lot to be said for that, right?
Right. Oh yeah, definitely.
And I think as you're explaining the 3 aspects, I think they all kind of complement each other, right? Because the meditation really kind of calms your mind and kind of allows you to refocus and then to create and be able to handle these things as well, even better than somebody who's just kind of bouncing off the walls like a pinball machine. You don't want that.
Exactly. Sure.
So exactly. I think they all complement each other.
Yeah, definitely. And that, you know, it's interesting because really, Mike, you know, these aren't new thoughts. And so you're absolutely right. They complement each other. And I think as you begin to work through them, you really realize that because as you're meditating, I mean, part of meditation is focusing. So one of the things that I do sometimes is I just focus on my breathing. Right. And just sometimes it may look weird or even seem funny, mm-hmm. but if you're in your own space, right, just focusing on your breathing and just taking those deep breaths. Yeah. I mean, I'm amazed sometimes at how much like peace that can give you.
No doubt.
And then, I think it having that refocused moment, you're absolutely right. It helps you to say, okay, what are my challenges for the day? What are the challenges that happened yesterday? Mm-hmm. Where could I have done better? Where could I have improved? Where are some things that maybe didn't go as I planned? Mm-hmm. Who are some people I need to contact today? You're absolutely right. It just all starts to coalesce around each other.
Mm-hmm. And it's amazing the things that come into your brain when you're in that space at that time. You know, it's like solutions come to you. I know how I call myself, because I'm so hyper and so full of energy. I mean, I go for I'm like a dog. I got to go for a run to get the energy out. So I'll go for a run or a swim or a bike or whatever. And then that really calms me down. And then it allows me to focus and then allows me to create and be a better, I guess, more productive person. And all of a sudden these cool solutions just kind of come to you out of nowhere. It's amazing how that happens. So I'm totally bought into what you're saying here, Wes. So it's really good stuff. Is that kind of some of the takeaways that you wanted folks to have here? Is like, hey, let's try this. You know, it might work for you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Mike, like I said, these aren't new concepts, right? I'm not giving anyone necessarily anything new, but I thought it was important that we remember this as leaders because a storm, if you think about a storm again, if you're driving through a storm, it really knocks you off your course.
Oh, heck
you
yeah.
You may get fearful or worried mm-hmm. or anxious and start having these negative thoughts. So I thought it was important to say, hey, we've got a lot of leaders on the call. Maybe you need to hear this today because maybe you've been driving and have just keep getting knocked off course. And you're like, hey, you know what? You're right. I do need to stop, take 15 minutes to meditate. Yep. Another interesting poll I did, Mike, was asking about PTO, personal time off. And surprisingly, only about 52%, I think it was half of the folks on the call had used some of their personal time off. Hmm. There was another 22% that said they hadn't even touched their PTO. Wow. And this was just a month or so ago. And I'm just like, Well, okay, this is why we're having this conversation, because your personal time off is so you can do just that, take some personal time. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was, a good reminder for some leaders to say, hey, you know what? I don't need to necessarily wait to the holiday season where I take all my month vacation. When, you know, as we were talking earlier, sometimes that can be a stressful season of life.
You've got no doubt.
Family and friends coming over. You're trying to get the house ready and prepare meals. How much better to take that PTO on a random day? I don't know, April 25th.
Yeah, I agree.
Have a me day. Like you said, I loved your example where you can just take off, grab that bike, go for a run, and just have some time to yourself and meditate. So I think that was really what I wanted to leave the audience with. I wanted to leave the leaders with was something that they could take away and actually have something tangible to hold on to say, hey, I can leave this session and go take a day off, and exactly. I can take 15 minutes to go ride my bike or focus on my breathing or fill in the blank. So yeah, it was, I was really pleased with the outcome there.
And you'll be a better professional because of it as well. Cause you'd be more productive, more focused, more creative at work because of that time off.
Agree.
I love this office, but man, I got to get out of here sometimes, you know, and look at something else.
So. I agree. I've been working from home since March, and it's amazing how you get to your home office and the next thing you know, you look up and it's 4 p.m.
Exactly.
And you're like, I haven't moved from this chair once today. So yeah, I'm the same way. I look around some days and I'm like, you know what? I just got to get out and I'll just go walk up and down the neighborhood for a little while and just reflect and just think. And you're right. You come back and even in those small moments of meditation and just refocusing, I come back to my computer ready to rock and roll.
Indeed, that's what it's all about.